For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. There are few of us in our communities that have not been touched in one way or another by the illness of opiate addiction and even drug overdose deaths. My guest today is going to talk about a unique but growing program that allows loved ones and friends of those addicted to drugs to perhaps have a second chance. I'm speaking today with Dr. Craig Humbaugh, Commissioner of Health of the Lexington Fayette County Health Department, about a new community training and distribution class which gives away doses of naloxone or Narcan, which can allow us to save lives.
It's a medicine that reverses the effects of opioids on the body, so it can prevent people from dying of an opioid overdose if given soon enough in the community or the home setting before an emergency medical crew arrives to help. And the nice thing about naloxone, it's easy for a trained layperson to give. It's not addictive, and it produces very few side effects. So our goal for the classes that are held at the Lexington Fayette County Health Department is really to teach participants how to recognize an opioid overdose, number one, and then for the participants to learn how to use naloxone to save a life if they need to. The class also teaches those that give naloxone to call 911 as soon as possible, because an ambulance then will be on its way, since the medication can wear off in 30 to 60 minutes, and that puts the patient back into a potentially dangerous overdose state. And then at the end of the classes, the class participants each leave with a free naloxone kit.
And this is free and available to the general public within Fayette County?
That's correct. It's actually available just to the general public.
Yeah, this is something that I know, even though I'm a pathologist, I did a clinical internship, and I can't tell you how many times within the emergency department back some time ago, I'm a doctor of a certain age, that even then, with the advent of naloxone, Narcan, the change in somebody who is suffering from an opiate intoxication is dramatic. These folks literally wake up.
Yeah. I mean, I like to say that naloxone gives those who overdose, you know, from opiates a second chance at life, so that they can then have another opportunity to seek recovery from addiction. But, you know, in order for that strategy to work well, then folks in the community, especially those who know people who are at risk, have to be equipped with naloxone kits and then be willing and able to use those to revive somebody in the event of an overdose.
And we're talking about something that over the course of the last decade or so has become more and more necessary as the number of overdoses increase.
Unfortunately, yes.
I'm speaking with Dr. Craig Humbaugh, Commissioner of Health of the Lexington Fayette County Health Department, about a new program distributing Narcan or naloxone, a drug overdose reversal drug, and teaching folks how to use this life-saving device. And I know, Dr. Humbaugh, you are educating those particular individuals, but I would guess the Lexington Fayette County Health Department and health departments across Kentucky and the U.S. are also having to educate the general public about the necessity for this medicine.
Exactly. I mean, we, again, want people to understand how helpful it can be and that it can give this second chance to folks who are overdosing from an opioid. Unfortunately, this medicine, though, does not really have an effect on other types of overdoses.
Mm-hmm. And I guess part of that education, you know, us being geographically where we are, sometimes there are individuals who perhaps have certain value judgments that may get in the way, perhaps, of understanding what this medicine is all about. It's not that we're coddling or babying or condoning the abuse of opiates. It's something else entirely. It's saving of a life.
Exactly. I mean, from a medical standpoint, we realize that people don't have an opportunity to seek help for their addiction if we can't revive them.
Well, Dr. Humbaugh, we will put links to the health department on our website when this airs. Is there anything I've neglected to ask you about?
Oh, I wanted to just put a plug in. You know, we've been very fortunate to be able to work with the Kentucky Injury Prevention and Research Center, which is affiliated, as you know, with both UK and the state health department, so that we could redirect funds from one of their federal grant awards to be used for, you know, limited doses purchase of naloxone kits for this project. And, you know, at our first community naloxone class last week, because of this grant award, we were able to give naloxone kits and educate about 150 people who showed up. So, you know, that was great. And we'll be having future classes, but we haven't really set the date yet. But what I can say to people is, in the meantime, folks can come to one of the naloxone sessions that we have every week on Fridays from 11 to 1 at our main site here at the corner of Newtown Pike and Loudoun Avenue. And they're held in conjunction with our needle exchange program. Or what many people may not know is, alternatively, most insurances do pay for naloxone, and it can be dispensed without a prescription from a trained pharmacist. So folks could also check with their pharmacy to see if that's an option.
And I know the UK College of Public Health has also been involved in these efforts with you as well.
Yeah, they have in the past, and we're very appreciative of that.
Well, Dr. Humbaugh, thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you. We appreciate you helping us get the word out.
My thanks today to Dr. Craig Humbaugh, Commissioner of Health of Lexington Fayette County Health Department, for talking with me about a new Narcan distribution program. As always, for more information, visit our website at WUKY.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at WUKY.org.